Bam Babies. Hello, hello, what's up?
Hello, everyone.
We are here. The moment has come.
Finally, finally, finally.
Finally, finally. I'm Audrey.
I'm Sean Eric, and you're listening to...
Do You Want to Talk About It?
Do You Want to Talk About It?
Yes, Lord. It has been some time, but we are finally
Definitely.
Here. Yeah, we were supposed to be launching this at the beginning of summer.
Of the summer.
In summer.
Definitely the beginning of the summer,
yeah.
Like June, July-ish.
And it's about...
We're about to be in September.
Yeah, we're like towards the end of summer, technically, as people would say, Labor Day weekend. But you know what?
Well, we're here.
Great things take time, and it's definitely been a good like learning experience, getting back into what we've already done before.
Yeah, I mean, we've both done podcasts, so I think, you know, this is my third, this is your...
Second.
So I think... We both took things from our previous podcast mm-hmm. and like what we want to do better. And I think
yeah.
we both really want to make this of the utmost quality.
Yes.
And that included sound, the content, the topics. Obviously, I know we dropped our podcast cover weeks and months ago.
Yeah.
But the album did not get shelved. We didn't release no singles. But
yeah.
we're finally here.
It's not an EP.
It's not an EP. We are here. We ready to roll.
We're here. And you know what? Even though it's towards the end of summer, it's still been a good one. It's been some learning experiences. How was your summer so far?
It was good. What would you rate your summer out of 10?
I feel like my summer was, there was some highs and there was some lows, child.
Ooh, the lows.
There was some lows, but no, overall, like given everything, all the events that have happened, like all the great experience that I've had and the fun that I've had and the lows too, I would give my summer a 9.
That's a really high rating.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that
you had a great summer.
That 9 out of 10, that other one is like a strong 9.
Like a 9 to me out of the summer is like you had the summer.
I feel like because I have like with the lows, like I think I've learned to just I think I've learned to have like more self-control over what I can't control. Like, you know, like they
that's
say,
really
like,
good.
Just self.
From what I know, most of your lows, and you can mm-hmm. tell me if I'm wrong, were out of your control.
Yeah, definitely out of my control. And I think like me just with given everything, I'm not going to go into detail, but
yeah,
there's
not.
Some personal stuff. But yeah, just like learning how to not react to certain things, people or situations, and just, you know, saying what I'm going to or what I'm not going to allow disrupt my peace and drive me crazy or my mind.
That's
and
real.
You know, just like accept the good things and just continue to, you know, like work and, you know, live my life and have fun with my friends and just, you know, life is short, so you just have to keep going, and whatever bad happens that, you know, maybe unexpected or things that you can't control, just take it as like my dad said, just take it as like growing pains. Because, you know,
that's good advice.
I'm almost 32, but oh, I can't believe I just said that. But
God's
yeah,
plan.
I'll
God's
be 32
plan.
Next year. So I think for me, sometimes I'm hard on myself with feeling like, okay, I'm in my early 30s, but still I should have like A, B, and C like together, which A, B, and C may be together, but I may also be like, I shouldn't have to go through this, like I shouldn't have to be going through this, or I can't believe this is happening in my 30s. But you know, like I had a long serious talk like with my dad, and like one thing that he really just emphasized on is just growing pains, and your life is not over and things happen, you know, that are out of your control. So
aww, that's
yeah.
like that good parental advice.
Yeah, like I love
a,
that
B,
that it stuck with
C,
me
D,
but like the high
G, God's plan.
Lord, not with the Drake.
I'm just saying.
But no, like the high points, bitch, I've been outside. I've been having some fun this summer.
You definitely have been outside. I feel like, yeah, you've been out of us too. You have been outside.
The last, like, weekend that I actually had outside. First of all, I thought I was just going to a surprise birthday party. And then my friends called me back the next day. Hey, girl, what you doing? I'm like, okay, I get off work at this time. Okay, we about to do this. Oh, okay. Well, I thought I was going to nap because I'm still trying to recover. So I think that was the last weekend I went out before what's coming up. What do we have coming up? Labor Day weekend.
So Labor Day weekend is this upcoming weekend. And Beyonce's in town.
It's in Beyonce. LA. It's B-Week. B-Weekend.
Yeah, her birthday's on Labor Day, which is on Monday. So happy early birthday, Beyonce.
And you're going to the concert.
I'm going on Friday.
I want to go to the concert. I don't know who I'm going to go with. I need to find somebody to go with me.
So you're going.
I want to go.
What's the most you're willing to spend on a Beyonce ticket?
Okay, it's super last minute. I have heard some TikTok hacks that you can get a last minute ticket for cheap, but I'm not relying on that. So I want to try to find somebody to go with. The most I'm willing to spend on Beyonce ticket, I'm not going over $300.
You're not getting it.
No?
No, friend.
Really?
Not with that, unless you know some secrets.
Okay. I know the TikTok hacks.
You know the hack.
I be watching these TikTok hacks and
you kids and your TikTok.
Sometimes they be working. So tell us the okay. Hack. So people are saying the hack is like, and it could just be people like low key like giving like ads and stuff to like ticket apps and everything, but they
What do you? Because I've heard one too.
They don't ever like specifically state any. They're just like showing them going to the concert, and they're like, it's a template recording of like a sound, and people keep using it, and it's like, glad I listened to my friend that said wait until the last minute to get like Beyonce tickets or something like that, or like
is it real people or are they ads happening?
It's a sound that people keep using because you know TikTok, you can use sounds. People can use it over and over again and attach it to their video. So people keep using the sound and they're using it with the video of them going to fucking the Renaissance tour. And I'm like, okay, are y'all playing with me or does this really work?
So what's the hack? You go to the box office like right before the show starts.
Either box office or like a ticket app at the last minute.
And try to get a ticket.
Yeah, and try to get into Beyonce. And it's going to be like hella cheap apparently last minute.
Are they good tickets though?
That I don't know. I don't think I would expect it to be good tickets. And people are showing like floor seats. That I don't believe.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe. Because I feel like people have gotten their floor tickets like in advance.
Way in advance. I feel like honestly, I'm gonna keep it a dub. My tickets are not the best tickets. But honestly, a lot of people are getting floor tickets and I really am like looking at my life like in shambles. Like when did y'all buy these? Because when I check for floor seats, they are like hella dough. And like I love Beyonce, but that's like rent for some people. Like, I would pay this rent.
I don't know if I would ever want floor seats tickets to a concert.
I want to see everything because I feel like I've seen some floor seat perspective, like the viewpoint, and you don't see everything.
I feel like level 100 would be good for me.
Level 100 is perfect.
That's good. If I can get level 100 to my favorite, like, DJ, festival, like, artist, whatever, I'm good.
The first time I went to a Beyonce ticket, I sat in level 100, and I felt like I saw everything, and I felt good about it.
Yeah. Level 100 is me. If I am on the floor, I don't want to be closer. I want to be further away. Because I don't want to be so much looking up at the artist the entire time.
That's a good point.
Like, you know, I want that good viewpoint. And that's not to say that, like, I can't ever afford floor seats, but that's just...
I mean, I can afford it, but we're going to have
to... That's from concert experience, okay?
We
don't
have to sell the dog. We have to sell the TV. We don't have to sell a few things.
We ain't doing that. We're going to need three of y'all tickets.
This dog is expensive.
Oh, my God.
You're talking about you want a horse, a cat, a dog, and a bird. Having one dog is expensive.
Friend,
I went to the pet store. You would spend cheddar on a dog.
Friend, I want all the animals.
Okay, Dr. Doolittle.
Okay, call me Dr. Doolittle. Audrey Doolittle. Let me
see. Is it a reboot or no?
Can I do a reboot? Can I talk to
animals?
DM Eddie Murphy. I feel like I can understand their emotions sometimes. Let me stop.
Do you attract dogs? It's kind of like, you know, there were a lot of discussions like, what are we going to do this summer? Like, what is our summer going to look like?
Yeah.
And then it kind of like took a turn. Ooh. I mean, the great thing is I went on a cruise right before summer started, so that was a good little start. And then when I got back, you know, we broke up. So, but I feel like after that, you know, I was single. I got to be single in the summer. I did a little ratchet behavior. You know, I was out here for a little bit. But I, like, realized, like, I was hurt. So, like, you know, I processed that in therapy, which was really great. But overall, I would rate my summer, like, an 8. I feel like...
Okay.
It's not bad, but, like, I don't, like...
Okay, Fran, it's not bad at all. And it's not bad, and it's not perfect. And I don't think anybody's is or was.
But, like, I didn't want to start it with something so serious.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to...
It just wasn't ideal.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just like things that you can't control that are out of
like
control.
You mentioned like earlier. Yeah, it was out like of my control. I mean, love that person, but unfortunately, you know, it just wasn't a fit. I just think summer would have been a lot better had I not had to deal with that.
It just didn't work out for him. Start off the it could summer. Be right person, wrong time, but maybe not.
Wrong person.
maybe not in that context.
Time, wrong world, wrong year, wrong summer. It was everything was wrong.
But you still had a good summer overall. Them. 8 is still a good
overall,
summer overall.
Yeah. I mean, like, I dyed my hair. I pierced my ears.
Okay. Wait, you pierced your ears for the first time?
No, the second time.
Okay, just like
I stopped wearing them at some point. So, like, I called it a savage summer because in the end of it, it was very
Why
savage.
Why am I touching my earlobe right now?
Are you checking to see if your ears are pierced?
If they're still there, because mine's
you think
like,
closed out?
I don't wear jewelry. I'm sorry, that was so random. I don't wear jewelry. I never do. So I'm like, wait, shit. Like, bitch, did your ears close?
You should just every once in a while put some earrings in.
I used to have those gauges. Like, when it was a trend, like, in like. Not middle school, high school.
He was a skater boy. He said to you,
not
later,
the skater boy. No, it was just like literally everybody had them, and I was like, well, I think they look cool too. I want them. And I had them.
Were you an emo kid?
No, I wasn't an emo kid. I had gauges. Like, all like.
Did you have a shirt that said My Chemical
Kids of
Romance?
Every like little scene group like had them. Like the black kids
were
had
you a
them.
Scene kid?
No, every scene group, like not scene emo.
Oh,
probably man. The wrong wording.
I mean, I didn't have gauges. I had my ears pierced like this. Like,
oh my
I
god! But my, no, yeah, that's so fucking funny. You just made me think of that.
You better put something in your ear.
So you got your ears pierced this summer.
Round 2 of that. Yeah, I mean. I wanted to have a savage summer. Yeah. I think I accomplished that.
You did
that.
What made you happy.
I just did what, yeah, you whatever did you. Was gonna feel right. And despite what happened, I think overall, it was a great summer. I just went to like an album release party. That was fun. I hosted my like best friend's Sad Girl Karaoke. That was amazing. That was like, you know, that's about to come back soon. It's on pause right now, but.
Child, it was a good, I'm gonna be there for the next one.
Yeah, right. You missed all of them. Like we had throughout the
you
whole summer,
what?
We had 2 of them. You were not there. There
I
was
knew
a
about
May.
One of them, and my work schedule.
You knew
and,
about 2 of
my
them.
My work schedule in certain circumstances did not allow me. It
so
was a
keep
situation.
It on this record. You are coming to the next one. We have.
I will be there at the next one, even if I will be tired as hell the next day. I will.
We're gonna
make,
get you a shot.
I will make it happen. A couple of them.
Make it happen, Captain.
I'm gonna have a little like. I'm gonna show up with a little mini one shot bottle of tequila and my boobs.
Well, I get confirmation. I'm single again. Back
on
the
track. Oh my gosh.
What did she say? I don't know how or something.
Who was that? That was
Trina
and
Keisha. No, not Keisha Cole.
How the fuck are we blanking with this? Who the hell was that?
I don't remember.
It wasn't Kelly, was it?
No. What's your favorite Keisha Cole song?
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. Okay, y'all was talking about this earlier. So let me just go ahead with it and put it on the record. So... Sean asked me what was my favorite Keisha Cole song. My
what
favorite.
What did you say?
I have 2 of them. So
romances.
My personal favorite Keisha Cole songs are Trust featuring Monica, and also Brand New. And Sean is over here being a hater, y'all.
There are so many Keisha Cole songs that you could like. There's I should have she that there's love.
That That's an OG, like, everybody, that's a classic. Everybody knows that song. That's automatically.
One of my favorite Keisha Cole songs is Make Me Over, I think. I like that song.
Make Me Over. I didn't like that one. I think it was, it wasn't her voice, it was the beat.
Sent from Heaven. Heaven sent.
Damn.
You missed out. See, you didn't even mention that
I kind of regret not mentioning that one.
Straight to
Keisha I was Cole. Like in grade school. Like, what was this, middle school? Or was I in middle school when that song came out? Or high school?
Wait, no, wrong song.
Which you one could wage whole life wondering.
Oh, my God. You didn't name that song.
Friend, let's go to karaoke right now. Like,
yeah,
no.
Right. You're not going to be gosh. There again.
Why did I not put that in my... See, I'm going to have to add that and have a top three favorites.
I wanna be
okay. Sent from Heaven.
Sent from
Trust
heaven.
And Brand New. I'm sorry. I got to add that one.
You can't have three.
I have three. I'm not taking Brand New
when
off.
I think Brand New, I think about Drake.
Because when that album came out, that was my favorite song on the track. And it was the music, the flow, like... Her voice.
That's her third album?
Everything. Like, I
third album, right?
Yep, that was her third album.
When the third album came out, I was dealing with this man. His name was Dre.
Oh. You just said that, like, real bone queefa. Like...
Shout out. No, he may listen. He follows me on Instagram. Yeah, I was dating Dre, and, like, we used to... This was, like, high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to the movie theater together. Okay. Like... Yeah, it was real, like, Ashanti and Ja Rule in the Memorize video when they was walking to the fair.
The way you looking while you talking about him, he just left a mark in your heart.
No, you know what's crazy? I actually ended things because I heard he was messing around the city.
Aww.
And then I dumped him
Dre was a fuckboy.
No, don't say that. Dre was not.
So it was just rumors.
I don't know if it was rumors. It was a matter of I was trying to be like a nun, and like he went and got what he needed elsewhere. That's what I'm saying.
What city was this?
Moreno Valley.
Not Moreno Valley. I keep forgetting. Like we both like kind of like lived in the Inland Empire like during our like.
No, shout out to the IE for.
Shout out to the IE. Shout out to Riverside.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna tell you I broke up with him. Oh my God, was that a fast food place?
Not at a fast food
place. I was good at breaking up with people at fast food places.
Oh my God.
And I would drive off like I was on the hills or something.
I had my first date at Jack in the Box.
What did you order?
Oh my God. So he ordered us.
he ordered for y'all?
He got a small vanilla shake. I got a strawberry shake. And tell me why we split. You know how the two tacos come as one?
Yeah.
We each had one taco.
Aww.
Like, we went on our own day. Like, we walked to Jack in a Box, like, after school. This is still elementary school.
Elementary school?
Yeah, we walked to Jack in a Box. It was, like, right at
the end.
What was
his name?
Oh, my God. What the fuck was his name? I don't remember Jack in a Box, but I don't remember his name.
You remember Jack's name, but you don't remember his name.
I remember what he looks like and everything.
Oh,
like,
you still
during
into
that time.
Friend.
Well, we were both younger, so I remember, like, what we looked like then, but it's not like... I remember it because it was the first date.
You know what's so crazy?
I don't think he had as much impact
what's
on
so
me.
What's so crazy about that, and I feel like... I think this is what we're going to talk about. Like, dating and, like, I don't know. We were obviously kids and younger, but I feel like just music was more romantic. Dating and
getting
to know.
Everything hit deeper.
And because it was simpler. I feel like now everything's so accessible. And now I'm, like, worried because, like, there's dating apps and there's open marriages and there's open relationships. And, like, everything's falling apart and I'm never going to be a man.
Everybody's wanting to be, like, polyamorous and, you know what, just, like, I don't know.
Friend, what are we going to do?
No judgment, but just
about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Okay, like, so we both live like in a big city, in the city of Los Angeles.
That's real.
And like, oh Lord, let's get into it. Like, the dating out here is just, it's not for the weak. And not even that, it's just, it's a bunch of like, it's a never ending Monopoly game.
That's a good way to put it. I actually was talking to somebody who. I forgot where he's from, but he was saying that, like, basically, like, nobody in LA wants to, like, get to know anyone. Mm-hmm. And he basically had asked me, like, is this, like, a thing that's been, like, has LA been like this forever? And I was like, mm-hmm. well, to be fair, I feel like this is a worldwide thing. The pandemic really ruined a lot of, like, social skills and in terms of, like...
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So I think with that, it has made dating harder because some people don't know how to interact. Some people...
Do you think it's that? I feel like I'm talking...
I think that's a piece of it.
Yeah, because exactly what you're saying is, like, I'm, like, talking to someone or, like, starting, getting into talking to someone.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've loved our conversation so far in the past few weeks. And it's just, like, our problem is, like, I don't think it's that we're not feeling each other. It's, like, we're over here, like, going, like... a week and like, oh, sorry, like I forgot to respond, or like, you know, like, hey, I'm just now seeing your message and everything. Like, leaving me on red, and when you feel good and ready, you like hit me back.
Couple things. So first thing, so for me, being on apps, I'm not on apps currently. I deleted all of them, just so you know. Like, I'm off right now.
I was supposed to delete all the apps,
and you were supposed to delete them at the beginning of the summer.
I was, friend.
It is the weekend before, it's the week before Labor Day.
Okay, but it's so, like, this is another thing with dating in LA. Like, it's so, as much as I want everything to be, like, just like, a freaking, like, movie and, like, you know, meet somebody, like, at the gym.
I want
to
meet, like, someone at Trader Joe's.
In the grocery, in the freezer aisle.
But you see what happens when you stop listening to Drake?
Oh, my gosh. This has nothing to do with Drake.
But, okay, so two things.
Like, it would be so easy to meet somebody like that. But, like, my thing is, like, when you are on an app and, like, you do, like, find somebody and, like, you talk to them and, like, the vibe is good and everything, it's, like, so be it. Like, let me give it a shot. But
I think
two
things. I feel like with the pandemic, I think people are not negotiating on what feels right and what feels good to them. For example, open marriages and open relationships, I feel like we're far and in between before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like people are like, well, I'm happy and I deserve to be happy in whatever way I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part of it, right? Because I feel like on, like, gay apps, for example, you see a lot of open marriages. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If that works for you, that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for someone single, it's, like, hard to meet people. The second part of that is you were saying, like, you know, oh boy, you're talking to, takes a while to get back to you. There are so many other options, and there's so many other people that are accessible to people.
Really?
So while you're building one connection, they're talking to, like, six other people.
You think so?
I know
so. You think I'm giving him too much time?
How many days has it been?
Oh, friend, it's been a good 8 days.
What's the intention in this interaction?
I feel like the intention, because me... If I like you or I give you that much time, it takes a lot. So I feel like I'm kind of like, oh my God, you got maybe a day left, and I'm gonna just I give you to the end of the day tomorrow.
But what? Where did you guys leave off?
And that's kind of like I don't want to get like into it, but it was kind of like
he might be listening.
Oh, he may be listening. Well, he asked me, like, out on an official date, and...
Where are you going?
I don't know where we're going to go.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know where I want to go.
I just actually...
I feel like I would want...
I saw someone on TikTok that I liked, and they were talking about, like, what happened to low-maintenance dates. Because I also feel like dating is a competition. Like, let's go to the most expensive restaurant. Like,
no.
Let's go and do, like, things for showing.
That's what I was literally just about to say. I don't know where I want to...
for social media.
I don't know where I want to go. I don't think I'm that, like, picky or that specific.
Okay.
I think if you ask me out on a date, I'm okay with you picking the place unless you specifically ask me to suggest a place, or do I have a place in mind. Now, if you pick the place, I don't mind, but I'm not going, like, you're not taking me to, like, Morton's, like, I'm not doing that, like, on a first date. Like, absolutely not. I don't care, like, if you'd, like, I don't care, like, this is what you like to do, like, on a first date or whatever. I'm not doing that. I'm a little bit just me personally.
What's, like, an ideal first date for you?
I'm not low-key, but I'm just a little bit more, like, I want to go somewhere, like, less intense than that. I feel like that's more, like, intense, like, just to me. Like, I want to go somewhere where...
Take it back to Jack in the Box.
No. We are not going to Jack in the Box for a first date, but what we are going to do is go somewhere where we can like have good times and have good laughs, because I want to see your serious side and know that you can have an intellectual conversation, but I also want to see that you can have a good time. Maybe there's music in the background, you know. I want to see how you like vibe or anything like so that.
So like a nice dinner, but not like the most expensive dinner.
Yeah,
maybe with a good ambiance, with a band and music. Yeah,
maybe like a like nice restaurant / lounge.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that's more like so, my y'all setting, in the
freezer
like,
aisle, find and Audrey know, and take her out.
And you know I'm a beer girl, so they gonna meet us in the freezer aisle or Trader Joe's, or you gonna meet me in the wine aisle.
I thought just a beer.
The wine or beer aisle, child. Give me a good glass of wine or some beer.
Oh my God, last year IPA. I talked to a Virgo. Are you an astrology friend?
I'm into astrology a little bit and spirituality. I think I'm more into like just my zodiac sign. I'm more into my zodiac sign and like other signs that I do like. So no, not just fuck all of y'all. I love cancers. My grandma's a cancer. My grandma's a cancer and she's like one of my besties. I love cancers. I love Sagittarius. Supposed to be not a good like match for friends or anything, but like Taurus. I like Taurus sometimes.
I like how you say Taurus.
I have like one good Taurus friend. Let me not get into that because I don't want to make friends upset and all of that stuff. I don't want to be picky. Like I'm picking and choosing.
Okay, so
stuff
I
like
dated
that.
A Virgo, and last year he doesn't feel bad, but I think he's still like pushing it off. But basically, we went on a date, we went to grab burger. It was similar to what you said. We went to like this burger spot, but like this like dope burger spot on like Sunset in Hollywood. But it was like it had a good ambiance and like good music and whatnot. Yeah. But before that, like judge me for liking Taco Bell. And that, like, yeah, I was thrown off. I don't like that. Because it kind of gave, like, oh, I'm too good for Taco Bell. And I'm like, is this really what we've come to?
I like Taco Bell. I will say, like, before, like, I heard it from you, I've never heard anybody be like, Taco Bell's my favorite fast food. But there's nothing wrong with liking Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's not my favorite one.
It's your favorite friend.
Right, but that doesn't nothing mean, wrong with that. That doesn't mean I eat Taco Bell like every day. Like, and it doesn't mean I view it as like a dinner option all the time.
People like look down on it in a negative way and it's like, that's weird as fuck.
Didn't like because it felt like I was like, ooh, I'm too good for Taco Bell. Like, don't be out here saying that because you like some type of fast food. Whether or not eat Taco Bell, I know very well, like you... Chinese
like you only out here going to sit down at restaurants. No, you're not to get in that, that. Like no, you going.
We don't need to act too good for things. Is what I feel like when dating. I feel like we've lost that essence of dating.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I'm saying like you don't have to take me to Morton Steakhouse to like try to wine and dine me to impress me.
I would be
like,
good going on a hike, going to the beach.
Yeah,
can we start in nature?
Like, can we go to Pacific Pier?
Ooh,
like
Pacific Palisades. Where are the plant daddies at?
Like. What is it called? Pacific Park in Santa Monica, Pacific Palisades. Like, let's do that. Like, go on the motherfucking Ferris wheel. Like,
we ain't gotta, like... I think we've lost that aspect
like,
of dating.
Let's go, like, ride bikes down Manhattan Beach or something. Like, we don't have to be, like, at a whining, dining place like that.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't know why this conversation...
That's what I like. Like, with dating, I just, Chris like... Brown's I just, like, love. Different shit. Like, just, like, something different. Not something, like, out of, like, the ordinary. Like, out of the norm. Like, I don't want it to be, like, super, like... Unless I meet somebody, like, at the gym, which I never go to.
Why does it give me Chris Brown's Young Love and then JoJo Baby It's You?
Oh, my gosh.
It don't matter if your rims are spinning on the side. Yeah.
Talk
it
about a good era.
It don't matter if you're girl tonight. Yes.
That song is, like, the
isn't
one.
Isn't that... That's
no,
my
that
definition
was, like,
of love.
That was like, yeah, that was like a really, really good one. But like, yeah, just like stuff like that. Like, it just makes like, that just takes the pressure off of dating when you can have like a cool, like chill, like whatever. Unless you're just trying to get down, you're not looking for like somebody to go out on a date with. You're just looking for somebody for the night. And you know.
And sometimes it be like that. And shout out to y'all.
It be like
but that. But I think because I'm getting older, I'm thinking more long term and like, what does my forever look like?
Yeah. That's nothing wrong with that. That's what you're looking for.
But I think that's our age group too. Like I feel like like Gen Z is more like ambitious and they focus more on like where they want to go in life, traveling, and I admire that about them.
But when you are like dating for that, do you make that clear when you're talking to somebody? And then at what point do you make that
like
clear?
Like what I want out of life?
Like what your expectations are for like dating and going into like, are you looking for something like, you know, like if you're on an app, it'll say like, are you looking for something casual or like when it's hookups, or are you looking for like,
you're
looking for a serious relationship? You make that up.
Yeah. Because
I feel like
I don't want to waste your time and I don't want you to waste my time.
Like I have Tinder, I make those fucking selections and I still get DMs like, so what are you looking for on here?
Because I think people think that sometimes like, you say you, stuff just to
did
say
you read my about
no they didn't
that's
read
true
shit. No.
That's true. Sometimes
just,
people
just
do say
case
stuff
y'all want to know, people don't read people's profiles like they don't,
and that's
read
why
them.
Mine's is short as fuck too, so I've been like, okay, you didn't read. You know what another tick with dating apps, which is why I'm literally just down to one at this point. Like, one thing I just do not like, it's an immediate turnoff for me because, like, I have, like, 8-9 of them on my profile. Like, if you want to see if I'm, like, not catfish or anything, we have to be having a conversation for a week or two. And then if you want to do a FaceTime call, I'm totally down to do that. But stop DMing, like, or messaging or inboxing, like, females or whoever you're talking to or a dude or whatever, and the second message after hello is send me a pic.
That's always the case when dating.
Send you a pic for what? Of what?
Because like, it's not always about dating.
Yeah, but I feel like if it's not always about dating, they're sending you like a naughty pic up front.
I feel like there are so many distractions in the world that people have truly lost the essence of being in love and like focusing on the actual love and happiness of another person.
Yes and no. I agree and disagree. I feel like there's so many people that just want different things. But in LA, it's like you have people that want their cake and want to eat it too.
So you're
have
saying
a cake and eat it too.
Bigger cities have greedy ass people.
Yeah, it's just like so like mixed. And I think the dating out here has just become influenced by like what's popular.
But do you
like,
think that's an LA thing, or because we're in Hollywood and we have a lot of influencers, or do you think that's like a big city aspect?
I think it's a bit more different maybe in the South. So I think it's a bit of a
well,
big
if I go to the South,
I don't think
I'm
necessarily
getting
them,
I'm LA. Getting wife,
I mean,
I'm getting married.
I feel like LA is one of the top cities for like just like terrible dating. So I don't think it's the worst. I think it's one of I think it's maybe in the top three. But yeah, I think definitely like in, you know, smaller town states and everything, or like the South, I think it's a bit different.
Yeah.
And you know, somebody could say I'm wrong, but just from my experience, that's what I think about.
I mean,
it.
I have a lot of friends that are married, having kids, have kids.
Yeah.
And like, I think even for them, they feel like, because of everything in the world now and how things are, it does make relationships harder, like having dating apps, because everything's so accessible, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on a dating app, whether you're on, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, there are options everywhere, so it makes relationships harder, and I think that's why a lot of relationships end up saying, like, let's just be open, or let's just, like, you know, let's allow it, because there is, it's so much access, so I think where I feel like I'm lost sometimes is, like, despite all that, like, where are those people that still, despite all that, can focus on one person?
And there are people that are coming into relationships with just, like, you know, there's unknown baggage, and, like, there's, like, people that have trauma that they maybe start healing when they're already, like, into a serious relationship. That's totally fine. But I feel like some people, they have that, and they kind of, like, don't wear it on their sleeve, but they hold it behind their back. You know, when you're kind of telling somebody something and you're crossing your fingers while you're making them a promise or something like that, like in movies and shit like that. I feel like there's people that go into relationships looking for somebody to save them. And it ends up causing, like, when they kind of, like, show their hand, I feel like that kind of, like, it can cause a lot of problems.
But
like,
I feel like if you're
you
really serious
people,
about a relationship, you understand that some stuff is going to gradually come out.
Yeah, of course. That's why I said you have people that stuff comes out when they're ready to, like, heal and everything.
Right.
And ready to, like, they're really involved in their relationship. They want to take it to the next step. They're growing and everything. But sometimes you have people, I feel like just me seeing from the outside, me just, like, looking, like, I'm not necessarily amongst, like, friends or amongst people I know, but just in general, I feel like people are in these relationships relationships, and they may not even be like in love with the person, but they may be like, oh, well, I'm with them because of this reason, or like, well, I need them, they need me, and like they could have like serious toxic ass relationships, and it's like, why don't you leave this person? Or like, well, you know, like, you know, maybe it not be good or something like that. And it's,
I
like,
mean, me personally, hindsight 2020, I feel like after every relationship, at the end of it, I always realize all the stuff I either overlooked or, yeah, I overlooked, or I was like,
didn't see until blinded, like,
by infatuation or by love until after, because I love that person. Because I'm the type of person that, like, regardless of anything, like, I want to get to know you, and there are things that are not going to be perfect.
Do you think that happened when you were just younger, or do you think that happens as you get older too? You think it's like kind of like just something that's just like ongoing as you grow?
I think so. When I was younger, I felt like I was cooler and like I didn't care as much. Like, I was like, whatever happens, happens.
Of course.
But now I feel like I get lost in the sauce of like really wanting this like fairy tale. Because
when we're younger, when we're younger, we don't want as much of a commitment.
Most now, like, I want a real commitment, but I feel like I feel like I've gotten better with it as an adult with each relationship. But I always look back, and I feel like you always do look back and say, well, damn, like, I missed this and that, or I ignored this and that. I feel like in this last instance, like, there was a lot of things that I, see, I didn't ignore it, I acknowledged them, but I think I was like, well, that doesn't really matter to me, or like, I shouldn't have to worry about that. But looking back,
you maybe like, maybe like a issue with your significant other that you might have
not even issues, but things that I didn't know about, or I didn't question that I maybe should have known with how serious it was getting.
That you like realize later looking back.
Like, okay, maybe I should have known that, or maybe I should have inquired about that, because I'm looking back, I'm like, well,
or maybe I would have like, you would have been out of that situation a bit sooner, or you could have like saved yourself from something, maybe.
Or I would have moved at a slower pace to fully realize before I fully committed what I was getting into and if this was truly a match, because then I wouldn't have so many like, well, wow, like, I missed that, or wow, I ignored that or overlooked it, when there were people in my corner saying, hey, you don't know about this.
Yeah.
Did you, like, inquire about that? These are basic things about, like...
I feel that. And I feel like that scares me so much. Like, what you said right there with dating is just, like, I don't want to have to go through that to, like... And then it, like, maybe it'll end up bad. And, you know, I don't want to feel like I have to, like, you know, need someone for... Not necessarily need someone for anything, because everybody needs somebody for something. Like, you're getting into the relationship for, like, love or something.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just want to be, like, 100 within myself, and, like, you know, like, if anything were ever to happen, it's like, okay, well, it didn't work out, you know, maybe right person, wrong time, or
it's
maybe,
funny you say that,
maybe wrong and wrong, you know? Like, so I want to be 100. So a good rule of
thumb that I think is good to share with everyone is to wait 6 months before getting really serious, because...
Ooh.
So, for example... And, you know, this is what my therapist told me. I started dating the person, like, month one. And by month six, things crumbled. So, the rule of thumb is, by 6 months, you should have a good grasp on who you're dating.
Okay.
And you should figure out, by that point...
Your therapist just said, fuck Joan and her three-month rule on girlfriends.
I mean...
No, but that's good. I like that.
That doesn't mean... I mean, that's not just sexually. That's just like...
No, not just sexual.
To take it to a serious level. Yeah. And at first I was like...
That's a very good amount of time.
Right.
Like, me personally, what I would do with those 6 months, I would take those 6 months and I would be all about that person. Not shut everybody off from my life, but I would keep it. I think, me personally, in those 6 months, I think that's a great amount of time to see if this relationship is going to become more serious and evolve.
And that could be like, we start dating and then it gets more and more serious, but not calling it like a relationship or anything. Yeah. Until after you move past that point. That doesn't mean there's a timeline on sex. That's however you want to play it. But she was basically saying, like, take that 6 months, because that's how long it took you to realize what was really going on and what was really, like, happening.
In those 6 months, are there rules? Or is it kind of like, okay, we're dating, so I may or may not still see or go out on a date with another person. I may or may not still be
in between the sheets with another person.
It's what you make it.
I think it's what you make it, because that could be like, okay, the first month or two, like, I'm dating you, but I'm dating other people.
Yeah.
And then by the third or fourth month, like, I'm just focused on you. And then by the fifth month, I still like you. However you play that, but she was just saying, your situation didn't last past 6 months. Mm-hmm. So a good rule of thumb is, before you take it to like a relationship level or get more serious,
we're at 6 months, we know, let's take that. Are we gonna take that next step,
or are we not? Yeah. Or is that what it is? And when she said that, I was like, wow, like, she put it into perspective, because that's how long the relationship lasted.
6 months, I didn't give you that's half of my year. Okay.
I mean, but at the same time, I would assume, like, the first two or three months, maybe you're still talking to other people.
You're getting into it. You're setting those boundaries. You're definitely not meeting my family.
I messed up there.
Oh, child, no.
I was doing the most. But here's the thing. I almost bought really expensive Beyonce tickets, and I'm glad I didn't, because it didn't work out.
Mm-mm. He can't go to Beyonce.
I mean, he could go. He's not going with me. Yeah. Period. I mean... But I think what you were saying, like, you're nervous to go through that process. I will say, after my last situation, or even after the one before that, I think how you have to play it is it's a lesson.
I think for me, that's, like, personally, that's could be, and other people could relate. I think that for me, that's, like, generational trauma.
Yeah.
I think it's just like seeing like my grandma or my mom go through like, or other women in my life go through like relationships, and like I just feel like they're hurt and they're pain when things don't work out, and I feel like you're either not chasing another man, but like I feel like they always have this like sense of need for a man in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that, I'm not breaking a cycle, but I think I just go about things with dating, and I want to be about things differently. I want to be, you know, fully okay in this scenario of my life. I want to be okay in this situation of my life. In all aspects of my life, I want to be okay. So when I go into that relationship, this is what I'm bringing to the table, because I want to be with you. I want you to be my partner, or I want to grow and see where it goes. And I want that other person to, like, you know, feel the same way and, you know, bring the same things to the table. That way, if it, for whatever reason, doesn't work out, or we don't get serious, or, like, whatever, for whatever reason, you know, we're okay at the end of the day. Things don't end badly because we have this understanding.
In a perfect world, I think times are different and, like, generations are different. I mean, realistically, like, after every relationship, I'm ready to, like, cry like Drake. Not because you don't like Drake, but, like, I'm ready to be, like, Drake in a window crying, looking out the window. Because it hurts. But the biggest things with dating is, like, have fun.
Yeah.
Take your time. Don't put all your eggs in one basket and wait 6 months. Maybe that will, like, help you see, like, after a couple months, like, this is ain't it. Let me keep going. And really enjoy that process, because I think life is too short. And with everything that's going on in the world, and, like, overall life is too short. I mean...
Yeah, like, I'm going into it similar, but a little different. I wouldn't say I'm ready to, like, do a six-month thing like that, because... Well, yeah, it's very similar, because I'm not ready to, like, go into it with the intention of this could or couldn't work out within 6 months. I think and I love that, how doing that in that sense is. That sounds great. But I think I just want to go about it, like... Lord, I just want it to be a hopeless romantic movie. No, like, I just... I just want to date and see where it goes. I don't want no pressure, no, like, of course, I don't know if it could be a female or a male thing, or just both genders, like, or all genders.
I don't think that time frame is required. I think it's more so... a benchmark in your head. For you, it could be...
If you're looking for you and your situation, like, wanting something, like, more...
Serious.
Like, serious, yeah.
Or if you start having fun and then you say, well, let me see where this goes. And after 4 months, if you feel like, hey, let's... But I think everyone has their own benchmark of, like, when...
Yeah. You never know. I could pop out 3 months later at the end of this year, y'all. I'm getting married. Audrey's getting married.
Y'all better have a prenup.
Y'all. okay?
Because prenups are not just about money. Prenups are about
everything.
Me keeping everything that I have, including this like, TV and this dog.
One thing I've learned this year, we're getting it all in writing and documented. And
not we're getting it in writing if we're hanging out. Like, we're going to hang out.
No. Yes. We're not getting it in writing to, like, go to, like,
be a careful, freaking, y'all. Like,
to go to a brewery. Audrey, we're not getting it in writing ready. To go to the motherfucking Cheesecake Factory. No.
Oh, like, that sounds good. A piece of cheesecake?
I haven't been there. Okay, so we gonna say, like, with just, like, dating, like, meet me in the freezer aisle.
Meet me by the birria. Have you had the birria pizza?
I haven't had the Trader Joe's birria. Can we do, like, a Sunday Funday and, like, go, like, look for, like, men's and, like, secretly, like, drink the champagne and orange juice? We'll pay for it, though.
Oh, you trying to go to jail. But which Trader... Are we going to go to a bunch of Trader Joe's?
Let's go to different ones, like, all over, just, like, L.A. County. No, L.A. County is big. And we'll pick an area of Los Angeles.
But, like...
What if we went to, like, at the I.E.?
Y'all got a Trader Joe's in the hood? I'm trying to...
You know there ain't no Trader Joe's in the hood.
Well, what's the closest hood adjacent to Trader Joe's?
Hood adjacent.
USC?
We'll find out. Ooh.
But there's college students there.
Yeah.
Well, y'all will see us at Trader Joe's.
Meet me next to the pot stickers, the pork.
Rip me out the Trader Joe's freezer plastic. I'm acting brand new.
Uh-uh.
I mean, for real. But thank y'all for listening.
Yes.
If you date, have fun.
Yes.
Everyone's timeline is different.
Everyone's timeline is different.
Everyone has different intentions. Everyone doesn't want to get married like me. Some people want to get married like Audrey by the end of the year. Some people just want to have fun. Some people just want to have fun.
Yeah. Have fun. Be true to yourself. If you want to be a hoe, be the best hoe that you can be. If you're looking for, like, love, you know, stay goal-oriented and be determined, you know.
But don't let this dark world...
Yeah.
And freedom people have let you down.
Don't let nobody steal your
joy.
Can
I get an amen?
You are on your own timeline. And we'll see y'all at Trader Joe's.
God's plan.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
No. Bye, y'all.
Gang.